Welcome back to our third module in What's New in System Center 2012 R2. I'm Simon Perriman, Technical Evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm joined for this module by Juan, who's one of our monitoring experts, specifically focusing a lot on System Center Operations Manager. So let's take a look at where we are in the day. Up to now, we've kind of provided the overview by showing our vision of the Cloud OS and how it spans these different capabilities. In our last module, Kenan joined us to provide an overview of how we provision and set up our infrastructure. But once we've got our storage, our network, and our servers prepared, we need to make sure that we're monitoring them. And this is where Operations Manager comes in, to make sure that they're not just responding, but to make sure that they're performing well as well. So Juan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, and then let us know what are we going to be covering in this module?
All right. First of all, thank you for having me here, Simon. My name is Juan. My last name is Ha. People usually call me Hu because of the H-U-H, but my official name is Ha, actually. I've been with Microsoft since 2006, and I've started my role as a data center technology solution professional. Right now, I'm sitting here as a product marketing manager within Windows Server and System Center team, and my focus area would be on management. So whatever the management capabilities we have in Windows Server and System Center, obviously centered around Operations Manager, would probably all fall into my plate. So I'm really excited to talk about infrastructure monitoring. That's pretty much what I really try to do here, and try to define what we are capable of doing that within System Center R2. So I'm going to walk through you of those things, investments that we have done in System Center Operations Manager from the day 2012 to kind of show you where we were before and where we're heading towards. And that kind of gives you an idea around what infrastructure we try to monitor. So first thing, on System Center 2012 Operations Manager, we had this great investments. It was a major release from 2007 R2, and one of the biggest the benefits that people could take advantage from upgrading to 2012 was the topology. So the root management server, if you are familiar with Ops Manager from 2007 and before that, there was this thing called root management server where all the agents were trying to talk to the management server, and the management server talks to the root management server, and they actually existed there without any high availability functionality. So unfortunately, when the RMS goes down, you are going to experience a blackout in the monitoring aspect. So that has been gone in 2012. So we have this thing called management pool. So all the management server resides on a certain pool. So all the agent that talks to that management server, and if that goes down, it can automatically shift to another management server, so you won't have any blackout on that management space right there. So that was a big benefit. And also, we cannot talk about monitoring if we don't have any network monitoring capabilities. So we kind of attach that into your infrastructure. And for within Ops Manager, we will have this great view of network monitoring, including the virtual spaces. So that was another big functionality that we had in Ops Manager 2012. And of course, we have a scale improvement. So all the management capabilities, we were supporting up to 10,000 servers, but on 2012, we increased that to 15,000 servers. So if you are a hoster or any of those large enterprises, you will have that capability of increasing like 50% of that scalability. And moving on, we didn't stop, and with Service Pack 1, which was released like early this year, we had this great attachment with Virtual Machine Manager. So within the System Center, Virtual Machine Manager is a great place to start when you try to provision your infrastructure, which you have been listening to Kenan from the previous session. So we have this great integration within that. So we were able to manage the virtualized layer as well as the storage monitoring within the VMM. And we have increased the supportability on Linux as well. So having said that, R2 would be the great release of Ops Manager, including all the System Center components, but especially I want to highlight that Ops Manager has really enhanced all the capabilities that we are good at from before, and we have enhance that, especially on virtual machine manager space, where we kind of allow VMM talk all the information pulling out from VMM, having that into a health state or any of the state that you want it to be monitored, and have that in a monitored inside out with better integration. Right. So moving forward, I'll just kind of walk through you after that.
Now, let me jump in and ask a question here. You know, I see this on a lot of our slides, this term 360 degrees monitoring view. What exactly does that mean when we say we're 360 degrees?
Right, exactly. That's a good catch. That was a good question. So we have 360 view in application monitoring. That was the initial point where we kind of introduced 360.
So what does a 360 mean? The worldwide, see every direction, right?
Exactly. So that actually means looking your infrastructure, in an infrastructure point of view, looking that from the outside world and also from the inside world, right? So for example, if you are having your physical infrastructure, but let's say that your infrastructure is going inside to the OS layer and the virtualized layer. So you may have this different point of a view when you want to monitor that infrastructure, right? So as a virtualized perspective, there may be something that you want to catch. And there may be some, like in a private cloud point of a view, there may be something that you want to monitor from that point on. So those are the 360 view in an infrastructure component point of view. There are so many different components, as you see, you will see in the slide, that you want to monitor that in a holistic view on different kind of point of view there.
Great. And I want to touch on just one last point on that slide, advisor integration. Right. Not all of our customers have heard of System Center Advisor yet. So we are going to spend a bit of time covering it later. But very quickly, it's a free download, a web-based, basically it's a best practice analyzer that runs up in our cloud service. So it allows you to kind of proactively monitor your infrastructure for best practices. Exactly. So to quickly kind of clarify what's the difference from advisor and operations manager, we use advisor for proactive monitoring, ensure you have best practices. And it's available as a free download even if you don't have System Center at systemcenteradvisor.com. Operations manager, on the other hand, is more for our real-time monitoring, alerts, something crashes, we find a problem, we'll respond to that.
Right.
Now with that, let me allow you to carry on and cover our end-to-end monitoring.
Right. Simon, you actually caught me right there. So my key message was all around proactive monitoring as well as corrective monitoring and having that into all the visibility. And advisor plays a big part of that, which I will be showing at the end of the day with this demo, this session. So having going back to where I was talking to end-to-end monitoring, this is probably something that correlates with the 360 view of it. We have different components and different point of a view, especially around where we all try to transition their data center from their physical to their virtualized to their private. And going forward, we have you can have your application services running up on public cloud. Their infrastructure is much more complex. So we want to have that end-to-end monitoring where all these data centers are really complex today, right? So as my first part of the drill down, I like to talk about how you monitor your private cloud within Ops Manager with all the System Center components. So what we tried to do this time around in R2, we have a really great integration with Virtual Machine Manager. So all the resources that has been taken from Virtual Machine are being all pulled down to the Ops Manager. So he will have it will have a great view of the health state, including the not just on a hypervisor, the compute power, but also on the networking and the storages and so forth. So you will have a great view of that. So why don't I just try to hook up and go back to the demo and show you what it's really all about. Right. So while I'm jumping in,
now, as we switch over, I'm just going to address one of the questions that I've already seen come up a few times here, and that's regarding what type of SQL database we use and as far as the licensing rights for that. So basically, what you get when you purchase System Center 2012, you actually get a license for SQL Server Standard Edition as part of that. And so what this means is you don't have to worry about buying a separate SQL license. You get the system set of products, you get that SQL Server license. And what you can actually do is use that single SQL Server and then have multiple databases within it for each of the different roles. So a lot of people say, you know, what makes more sense? Should I have a centralized SQL database that everything talks to? Should I have separate SQL databases, separate SQL instances for each of my roles? And either option is supported. You know, ultimately, it will depend on you based on your scale, based on how much information and I/O is going into that database. So long story short, you shouldn't have to worry about SQL or licensing. You get that as part of the System Center suite, and you can choose to have a central database or have separate databases running on each of those individual servers.
Thank you. Right, so on this demo, I like to create a cloud within a virtual machine manager. I'm pretty sure you have seen this console, especially with the previous session here. Just to make this more interesting, I've kind of created this virtual machine with the resources of Zen Server and the ESX Server. So here I have a Zen Server here as a part of the resources, and I also have the ESX Server here as a resources as well. I put them into a Redmond legacy host group just to distinguish, and I'll just create a cloud first, right? So let's say jumpstart cloud 01. And I click next. And here you would see that I can also use just the VMware resource pools, or I can just point out some of the host groups that I want to use them with. And then click next, and the incorporating logical network is there, the load balancers. I'll just skip these parts, and the storages. And I'll have the capacity limitations here for this cloud. I'll just click next just to show you creating a cloud, and I'll click finish. So this is a very basic way to create a cloud. So it's going to be really quick. In reality, you will have a lot more information that you need to put into on making decisions here. But just for the demo's sake, I created a simple cloud here. Now, how does that show in Ops Manager? Now, if you go to Ops Manager console here, you would see as a default a System Center Virtual Machine Manager. And if you integrate that with VMM, you would see a Cloud Health Dashboard in one of the tabs here. So if I click that, you will see Jumpstart Cloud 01 is going to pop up in a second, but I pre-created a Jumpstart 01, and you would see that these health model has been distinguished within that VMM. So no matter if the host machines are all running in a safe state, you would know that some of those, in a cloud perspective, is not running on a health state right now. So let me just drill down into that. And if I click on Fabric Health Dashboard here, you would see what that cloud is made up of. Now you would see the whole state, the host state, as well as the storage pool, the LUN. If you have an SMB file share, you will see that as well, and you will see the network nodes and so forth. Now I just want to see what the active alerts here with the Jumpstart 01. And if I click drill down here, so I will try this again with another one. It's probably reading information right now. So, all right, there you go. So if I look at this management cloud, right, and if I look at the alerts here, I would find out that the cloud memory usage to fabric capacity ratio has reached or exceeded threshold. What this means is that I made a limitations on this resources within this cloud, and it's actually throwing you an alert that it had exceeded that amount of memory, especially here it's memory, right? So the memory has exceeded. So it kind of gets you a holistic view within this cloud health state, whether if the resources are being exceeded or so forth in a cloud perspective. And it gives you a good view through the Fabric Health Dashboard, right? And one of the most interesting thing is, I just wanted to show this as well, is the virtual machine performance, right? The interesting thing here is that this information is being retrieved from VMM, not the ops management agent at this point. So this virtual machine performance are all the information that is being gathered from VMM, which means that you don't necessarily have to install the agent for it. And I have a Citrix One running in the Xen server, right? So I have this virtual machine information being pulled from VMM. Not necessarily you need to have all this integration between the Xen server, but have all that information being retrieved from it and kind of show you the performance information as well. You can actually make this into a dashboard later on. Just by an example, I have a host performance. Now this is also very interesting because it has this integration with VMM. It gets all the information that you need from a VMM perspective. What this means is that if I do configure here, it's going to get the information from VMM's all host, right? So if you have a host group that is New York, you can actually change that to New York as well. But it has a class name called host group, which is all the information that's gathered from the host within VMM, so you wouldn't necessarily have to add all the host machines that you want to monitor in this dashboard right here. So if you have a host machine added, it's going to automatically show here of the CPU performance and memory performance and so forth that I have added here as well. And you can also see the alert information and kind of see the details in down tab here. So these are the dashboards that you can actually create on your behalf, but it's important to know that all the objects that you want to monitor is being automatically pulled from the virtual machine manager and kind of lets you see a good view of your health state of the resources that you want to monitor from. Right now I want to kind of switch back to my presentation here. And
so that was a pretty good overview about private cloud monitoring. Now, what about public cloud monitoring?
Right, good point. So that was my next session. So private cloud, we're talking with Virtual Machine Manager, mm-hmm. right? With public cloud, Ops Manager provides you a management pack of Windows Azure. It's not the first time we introduced Windows Azure Management Pack, but we have recently released the newest version of Windows Azure Management Pack that actually lets you monitor not just the pass or the role instances, which we kind of enhanced with this new release, but it monitors the virtual machine's state availability, but also the storages and the other resources that you can monitor within Windows Azure, and also like kind of monitors when it's going to be expired, your certificate expiration date, and so forth. So it gives you a warning state at a certain level, so you will be able to monitor your Windows Azure resources within your Ops Manager together. Incorporating that with your other resources in your Ops Manager. And at a later point, I'm going to show you how to monitor your single application that has been distributed to these different resources, so you can incorporate that resource as well.
So this should give our customers a little more confidence about running their apps up in Windows Azure as well.
That is correct.
Because, you know, if there's a problem, hey, at least you're going to know mm-hmm. about it. Not that there would be a problem, of course, but if there was, at least you would know about it. So.
Right, exactly. And the other thing is Amazon has released their management pack for AWS, so you can actually import that as well. So if you have any of those resources that are used by AWS, which is, I believe, far less better than Azure, but you can actually have that as a monitoring piece set as well.
So we can monitor multiple clouds and, again, do that from a single interface.
That is correct. And you can, again, have designed your own distributed application model. And if you know that what instances that you use for that specific resource, you can actually dedicate your pointers to that, and he will actually tell you whether if that's in a healthy state or not.
Right. Now, let me take a step back. What exactly is this distributed application model you're talking about?
Right. I'll actually show you that in hybrid monitoring.
All right. Scenario. I'm jumping ahead, so we'll stay tuned before
Simon
we get to
always
that.
Jumping ahead. Right. So I like to talk about public cloud monitoring, especially on Windows Azure space. If you look at the slide here, it's kind of a busy slide, but it gives you a good view of what we can actually monitor within Windows Azure. For instance, virtual machine monitoring, the availability of it, the storage account monitoring, certificate health monitoring, is all part of that. But one of the biggest thing is that you can actually design a distributed application template that Windows Azure Management Pack provides. Again, Amazon Web Services, they actually provide their management pack as well, so you can incorporate that to your public cloud monitoring space as well, right? So having said that, I'll drill a little bit more into the hybrid cloud monitoring. So you have seen how we kind of monitor the private cloud incorporating with a virtual machine manager, and we have this management pack of Windows Azure as well as this other cloud services management pack, and having all that set into a single operations manager point of view, you would actually see all the resources, whether if they are in a healthy state or not. So I'd like to kick off with a demo here with hybrid cloud monitoring.
Alrighty. So as you go over, I'm going to ask one of the other questions that I often get asked. And that's regarding our current state of up-level and down-level management. So specifically, I've been asked the question, using System Center 2012 RTM or SP1, can I go and manage my new released System Center 2012 R2? So at this time, our support story is it's unsupported. And what we mean by that is it's untested. So the way you want to think about up-level and down-level management in general is that if you're doing up-level management, meaning I'm on an old version, I'm trying to manage the new version, I can probably do that, but the downside of that is I'm not going to be exposed to all of the new features. Our old products don't know what's coming in the next version, so they cannot take advantage of the components coming in the next version. So when you're thinking about doing this up-level, down-level management, always a best practice to do the down-level management. Use the latest and greatest utilities and manage the older versions using those utilities. So to answer that question, it probably will work, but it is going to be unsupported. It is going to be untested, so we do recommend down-level management, not the other way around. Now with that one, we are ready for this next demo.
All right. Okay, so as I told you folks, this is the distributed application design. So I'm going to create a new distributed application that has Windows Azure in it. So I'm going to click the template of Windows Azure distributed application, and let's just say Jumpstart app. And I'm going to assign this to one of the management pack that I have customized here. So here it's going to give you a view of the different point of a view to see whether if that Windows Azure incorporated application is on a healthy state or not. And if you see on the left hand here, you're going to get some information that has been pre-discovered within your ops manager of seeing where to actually position that within your distributed application. Right now here you have a perspective, and if you look at down here, I'm going to touch base this on this later today with application monitoring, with application management, but we have this a Windows Azure data center that you can actually monitor from their distributed data center to actually monitor your application from the outside world. So let me just have this here, Brazil, São Paulo is the web app monitoring client perspective that you want to monitor. And you also have the services that incorporates with this services. So I'm going to have a Contoso application in hybrid cloud. So this is going to be the cloud services is going to be the Azure hosted services, and you can also have the database, which may reside on your own database. If you have this database in your Azure, you can actually point that as well. So you can actually make a relationship with it, make a relationship with the SQL database, and you can also have the dependency on some of the objects that you want to relate to. So I have actually pre-created this distributed application here that actually sits totally on Windows Azure and also in the hybrid cloud. So once you have created that, if you go to the monitoring pane here, you will see distributed applications health state. Now you see some of the errors here, especially within the Contoso application hybrid cloud. And let me just look at the diagram view and see where the problem really sits in. So there's a lot of objects that I need to load, but it's not going to take a lot of time. Here you go. Right, so now I have the client perspective and the public cloud, and I'm also using the virtualization host that I have pre-created. And these are going to be just the host machine, the physical host machine that I want to test out with. And these are going to be some of the legacy machines, which is residing not just on Hyper-V, but other hypervisors as well. And I'm going to see what the problem really sits in. And I see that one of the client perspective in Netherlands is having a delayed response time. So you would see an error here. So as a distributed application, no matter where your resource sits in, if the ops manager can really read all the information from that object, you will be able to see whether if your application distributed applications is running on a health state or not. And you can actually incorporate this in an automated scenario where you want to burst into some of the resources that sits in your data center or on public cloud. So it can be a good trigger point for you to actually leverage these rich information. Right. Now I'm going to switch back to the slides.
Now as you switch over, I'm going to address another question as well myself here. So if you're familiar with Virtual Machine Manager and its previous releases, you've probably heard of a feature called Performance and Resource Optimization, or PRO. And essentially that's an integration between Virtual Machine Manager and Operations Manager. Basically, Operations Manager will look for data, certain thresholds, certain metrics. Once those are reached, it will send an alert to VMM, and then VMM will do something such as redistributing the load, doing live migrations to rebalance the virtual machines. Now, with Windows Server 2012, we added a feature called Dynamic Optimization, which essentially does this load balancing as well. And so a lot of people say, you know, is SCOM still needed for this? So to answer that, no, SCOM is not needed for dynamic optimization. And so what this means, if you want kind of the basic load balancing, which uses your intelligent placement metrics, so network, storage, compute, CPU, you can use that in its isolated mode. However, you can still take advantage of Operations Manager and still use PRO for more advanced troubleshooting, more advanced metrics and load balancing. And so essentially, you could go and configure any type of Operations Manager alert, configure that with PRO so that Operations Manager can go and tell VMM to do a load balance, to do a live migration on all different types of alerts. So again, to quickly summarize, if you want to use just dynamic optimization, just with VMM, you do not need Operations Manager. If you want the extended set of functionality, you will need Operations Manager for performance and resource optimization.
Right, so now I'd like to talk about the operating system monitoring. Of course, when we talk about infrastructure, operating system would be a very important part of it. As formerly known, Ops Manager was heavily used because we were so good in monitoring our Windows Server roles as well as on an operating system level. We kind of embrace that fact and we take that into another level. For recently, we have made a kind of an internal change on processes of how that management pack are being released, especially around workloads and operating system roles. What that really means is that before that, our product group of our product team, whoever develops like BizTalk, Exchange, SQL, Link, they were the ones who were in charge of making the management pack, which totally actually made sense. They had the knowledge base of what to troubleshoot on what certain cases, so that has all been built into our management pack and has been released. Now, what we have done around is that the ops management, the product team, has had another filtering channel to set the quality bar even higher on that aspect. So all the consistency of the world-class manageability are being there for the change in the process. So whatever the management pack are being released today are all being funneled into our off manager management pack team with the specific guidelines on the quality. So right now we have had a customer quote saying that after implementing their newest version of Exchange Management Pack, their alert level, their noise level has been reduced to 1/10. Like if they have received 100 messages a day, it has been reduced to 10 alerts a day. So those are those things that we really put a lot of effort into, and our product team has made a great job around that. So the quality bar of the Managed Pack has become so much better recently. And just to name a few, it would be BizTalk Exchange, our major workloads and so forth. And now we actually have a Windows Server 2012 R2 preview Managed Pack out there today. So we're really quick on that. And this is how much we really think that take this as a priority. So having said that, I kind of wanted to talk about what kind of aspects we do monitor on operating system level. Of course, from the day before, we actually monitored not just on the logical disks and network adapters and operating system state as in an operation as a whole, but we also kind of monitor that in a specific role as well. So if you have a certain role distributed within your Windows, something like Active Directory, DNS, DHCP, just to name a few, it's automatically going to get all that information and know that that role is up and running and kind of show you all the knowledge base that the product group are providing. And the same thing goes for Unix and Linux. So this has been a big jump for us from 2012. It had been there from 2012, but we have increasingly put a lot of effort into making that almost in a par level with Windows Server as well. So we do take an equivalent level of monitoring depth into the Linux box as well. So I'm just going to quickly convert to a demo and show you these Linux manageability just to be a little bit entertaining at this stage.
Sounds good. Well, while you switch over, sure. I've seen a few questions come up regarding extensibility. You know, when does Microsoft start supporting it? When does Microsoft start offering monitoring packs, management packs? So to talk about our extensibility story, basically these are provided by management packs. So a management pack is essentially a predefined set of metrics that we look at, and then based on certain thresholds, we will go and then trigger some type of alert from it. Now, creating a management pack, you can do it yourself. There's multiple ways to author it using Visual Studio tools, using even Visio diagrams to go and create workflows. So even if Microsoft doesn't supply a management pack, a lot of companies are producing them. Beyond that, you could go author your own. So even if you have a custom line of business application, say you're a travel agency and you want to monitor the health of your booking system, you could go build your own management pack to be able to go and proactively monitor not just its availability, but also its performance. So long story short, you can monitor anything in the environment so long as we could go and read it from somewhere using the Windows Server, event logs, system logs, basically some way that we could go and collate that information so that we can then take actions based on what you tell us.
Right. I actually want to add a little bit to that, Simon. Authoring management pack is really powerful because if you just author your management pack within your operations manager server, you don't necessarily have to do anything to the agents. So what the ops manager agent really does is going to see all the rules that have been sent from the management server. So if you have an additional management pack for a certain application, you do not necessarily have to figure out what servers are actually using that
Very
application
fine.
or services. So if you want to have your environment being managed with your ops manager, just deploy your agent and have all the rules created by your own, or you can get it from the third party or so forth, and you will automatically get all that information popping up in your operations manager. So I just wanted to add that. And here in this demo, I have a Linux box just to make it a little bit entertaining. And for obvious reasons, I am going to show you that the CPU is hitting high right now, and there's going to be an alert. Let me just pretend that there's an alert error, and it's going to write in a log file, which is something like the Linux box really kind of does. They run a lot of line of business applications. They kind of read and write into their log files, and that's what I just did. So this is hitting the CPU performance, and let's kind of see what Ops Manager are capable of doing in this kind of a situation. Now I'm going to go to Ops Manager. I'm going to go to authoring here. And we have this Linux log file monitoring. I have pre-created one, but just to show you how easy it is to make, I'm going to, let's just go to the, here I have a log monitoring pre-created, and you would see that I have Red Hat 01 trying to have this rule set up, but I can actually create a group. I can actually select a group of Linux box, and if this actually goes beyond Linux and if this goes to Unix box, you can actually do that as well. And I have a log file path, and I have an expression of saying, hey, if there's an error, let me know, and it pop into my active alert. So you can actually do this as well. So expression are being used, and I'm going to save this. While it's doing that, it's going to monitor all the Linux machines that has been distributed within my within the OS manager server. And then I'm going to head to monitoring and see how it really looks like. Right. So again, these all rules doesn't necessarily you need to take any other actions to the agent. If the management pack, if the agent has been deployed to that machine, this is automatically going to show you the necessary alerts regarding to it. So now I'm going to go to monitoring tab and Unix and Linux computers, and then I will see the Linux server state. And then I would probably head for the top 10 CPU processes that I'm seeing here. I'm going to run this and show you the result of the top 10 CPU processes that it has taken up. And you will see that one of them is hitting in a really high state here. Now, if I go to the active alert with a consolidated information, you would also see that there is an error within the log file, and you would know that why this has been taken alert here. So if you have an automated task that you want to solve this problem with, you can actually have a Unix Linux computer task here, or with just this specific type of operating system, which may be Windows Server 2008 or 12 or any of the other Linux distro machines, you can actually put that into a task here as well and have a automated way of resolving the test state here of the active alerts. So having said that, Operations Manager really kind of gets you, drills down into the level of depth of how you should monitor your operating system. And you can actually see that just by clicking on Windows Computer. And if I look at the Health Explorer, it's going to eventually test out four different types if they want to see whether that is healthy or not. So this is default, checking the default health state of it. So you would see the availability, the configuration, performance, and security. You can actually override with some of the components here of certain state if you want to have availability that the ping request time should be a lot shorter. You can actually have that in an override rule here as well. So you can actually design your management pack, but the way that we provide as in a default, we have that knowledge into our product group, so that's something that you can really take advantage of monitoring your workload and operating system. Right. So I like to go to Advisor and talk a little bit more about the proactive monitoring piece of it. So right now, until now, I've talked about Operations Manager integrating with Virtual Machine Manager, having talking to the operating system with Management Pack and running tasks and so forth. Now, what is System Center Advisor? As Simon has told us before, it's all about proactive monitoring. What this means is that it's the knowledge that you provide from within System Center Advisor is a different information that the management pack provides. The management pack is set of rules, and it has a knowledge base according to that, matching to that, That has been provided from the development team. So those people who actually make SQL provides these information. Now, the great thing about Advisor is that all these knowledge bases that the Advisor provides to you are from the customer support services, which is after the deployment of SQL Server, after the deployment of Exchange, after the deployment of Link, and after the deployment of Windows Server 2012 R2, and so forth. So the customer support services really gathers all the information that had been a problem before and make that into a patch and kind of lets the customer take advantage of that knowledge basis and provides you within your data center. So what Advisor really does is pulls out all the configuration item information from your existing environment and actually gets back to you if there is any of the configuration mischanges, unpatched, or unsupported configuration, or so forth. So it's a really good way of preventing any of the problems might cause in your environment with that as well.
Now, I've kind of had the pleasure of working with System Center Advisor both on the engineering side as well as a customer. Mm-hmm. So a couple years ago, back when I was still part of the engineering team, we actually started some of the early discussions with our product support about what should we put in Advisor, what type of Hyper-V configuration problems, cluster problems are most common. And literally, the engineering teams go through thousands of hours of real-world customer studies and figure out, you know, not just what are the most common ones, but what are the most common problems that are easy to resolve, you know, with a quick fix such as a KB article. So this is very real world. You know, we really are taking this customer data, building it into the product.
Right.
Now, flipping on the other side of this, in my new role, I now run a lab. We actually run about 700 virtual machines every single day in this lab. And just last week, I actually got to run System Center Advisor to test my staff and see how good are we really doing. Right. So I don't know if this was a good result or a bad result, but we had about 112 flags that were raised as best practices that are not followed. Mm-hmm. And this is across just a dozen hosts. So six Hyper-V hosts, six management servers, over 100 issues. So we averaged about 9 per server. So it's good for me as, you know, a lab manager to know, hey, here's the problems that we have. Here's how I could quickly solve it. Also good for me to realize, wow, there are a lot of best practices we weren't following.
Right.
So, you know, we really want to encourage you, try it out. And even if you don't already have Operations Manager installed, remember, you can still get the free standalone version that you can download, run, and view all the reports online. So just go to systemcenteradvisor.com, sign up today, and you'll be able to try it out for some real-world, real-time best practices.
Right. So the biggest benefit with Ops Manager, including the advisor, is the MTTR, we so-called MTTR, mean time to resolve. So we have that there information for you to take advantage of trying to solve any of the problems that may cause or have been caused with the correct information and in a proactive way. So I kind of want to quickly show you the demo advisor integration with Ops Manager here. And the good thing about that is with System Center Advisor, if you don't use it with the Ops Manager, you can still take advantage of all the good information that you are the advisor is providing. But if you are integrated with Ops Manager, you wouldn't necessarily have to deploy any of the agents again. So all your existing infrastructure would be automatically been pulled if you decide if you decide certain machines to, it'll just do that right away. So here in the console here, I have a System Center Advisor tab, which is there. And if I kind of sign in with the existing account, you would be able to see that all the agents are talking without any problem. It was kind of hard for the Ops Manager guys to see whether if we are actually working with Advisor or not unless the information are kicking in. But now you can actually in an instance see whether that is connected with Advisor. And you would also see the active alerts, of course, and you will see this rich information of what to do and what not to do, right? And here, if I just look at the KB article, you would notice that these information are not a regular, just a simple KB article with a very hard to read what it really is. The information that you read here is very straightforward, and it actually gives you an insight why this is alerted and what to do to fix these kind of issues.
So we're not just saying there's a problem, we're saying here's a problem and here's how to fix it.
Exactly. It gives you a very rich kind of information of how to do that. And I actually do have some of the alerts myself. And of course, if you still want to take advantage of the System Center Advisor portal, you can have this in a web view in our Ops Manager console and have this overview view and so forth integrated with Ops Manager as well. So you can have a nice graph. Obviously, this is all what you are able to see in the web browser with System Center Advisor. So I would highly encourage you to go try it out if you really want to take advantage of proactive monitoring. Right? So I'd like to switch back and kind of talk about those things that I have said. Kind of wrap it up.
Now, before you do, one final question that we got. Great customer question here. Can we customize Advisor based on our own infrastructure to go and search for other things within our infrastructure? Basically, is Advisor extensible?
Could you kind of rephrase that?
Yes. Yeah, so basically, you know, and I can answer this question. So basically, the customer is saying, hey, we have some own best practices that we want to ensure all of our servers are following.
Right.
When I run Advisor and I run the Advisor agent, can I go and add my own test to Advisor?
Right. That's a good point. So I actually could have shown you this, but we have this thing called rules, right? Advisor is a whole bunch of great rules that they actually have within this configuration item, right?
Okay.
So whatever the infrastructure that you have, Advisor takes all the configuration items and kind of have this rules to see whether if that's going to be a problem or not. Now, you can actually customize this rule with your own instances, right? So if you have your own instance using it, obviously, as an advisor and have that integrated with Ops Manager, you can override a certain rules within Ops Manager console as well. So if there's certain rule that you think that your environment is not really relevant, you can actually override that as well.
So we have the ability to adjust the end results and say whether we want to flag something or not.
Exactly.
So as the other part of that question, do we have the ability to write our own test? Mm-hmm. So for example, do we have the ability to say, is this KB article installed on this? Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is no, there's no way to basically create our own test. The tests that Advisor actually runs, those are actually built by Microsoft. And so the processing, you know, basically you go and run Advisor across all of your hosts. You send all that information to a gateway server. Gateway server will go and upload all this data up into Azure. And all the actual processing and analysis is actually done up in the cloud. So nice advantage of Advisor as well. You're not doing all of this processing on-premise. You don't have the overhead of running that. The limitation of that, though, is since we are actually doing the processing on our side in our cloud, we are working with basically, you know, looking at the KB articles that our team has found, our team has specified. So long story, to answer that question, no, you cannot create your own tests, but you can customize the results of them to say whether it's going to be an alert, whether it won't be an alert, and basically what happens when we flag something.
Right. And I think for a KB point of view, there are like so many KBs and so many patches. So if you're thinking about patch itself, you can take advantage of WSUS, right? Windows Server Update Services. But the essence of the Ops Management, Ops Manager, is that it distinguishes you what really means to your environment, right? Some of the patches are going to take effect in your environment. So those are just the rich information that you actually need to look at and see and patch it within your environment. So that is actually done automatically with Advisor and some of the management pack itself as well. So you can actually take advantage of the rich information that you actually need to look into. So,
excellent. Thanks.
Yep. So I kind of want to say that infrastructure monitoring within System Center Ops Manager is that we provide an end-to-end monitoring with different infrastructure components with a different view, but not just on a different aspect, but in a proactive way with the customer support services and also from those people who actually created the product as a product developer point of a view. And you will also have that within your organization, enhance all the knowledge bases, have the customer knowledge add on to that, and have the great customer experience on and having your MTTR as short as possible, right? So I guess that's about it, if you have any other questions.
Well, that's it. There's no additional questions right on the topic that are unanswered. So we're going to take a break now for approximately 1 hour. We'll be back at the top of the hour. After that, Juan's going to come back again to talk to us about application management. So as we kind of wrap it up, where we are at this halfway point, we've really kind of laid out the foundation for our vision of this cloud operating system, integrating Windows Server with Windows Azure, and then using our System Center layer as the management. We've looked at how we go and configure and provision our infrastructure, and then how we start monitoring it. After the break, we're then really going to focus on deploying those applications within virtual machines on our infrastructure and making sure that we monitor our apps. Again, not just for availability, but also for performance. So we'll be back at the top of the hour. Thank you.